Yeah! Don't let me startle you. I'm just doing the rebel yell here to kind of kick things off. You know what I mean?
It is a ritual that has been practiced secretly for generations. An act so disturbing, it is performed only under the cloak of darkness. It is the horror feared all across America.
Matt the Cat!
But Lord have mercy, doing the do just for you, Matt the Cat, where it's at, back for another brand new Friday Night Cat Fight. I'm going to play two records back to back, two versions of the same song. I want you to listen to them in their entirety. And then, cats and kittens, voice your choice. Vote for the one you truly dig the most over at FridayNightCatFight.com. Now, this week for the Friday Night Cat Fight, we're going to do a doo-wop cat fight, which I haven't done in quite some time, and this is going to be a good one. Up first, over the tune I promise to remember is Jimmy Castor and the Juniors. They were just known as Jimmy and the Juniors. Now, you may remember Jimmy Castor as being the leader of the Jimmy Castor Bunch, which scored a huge hit, a million seller in 1972 with Troglodyte. Well, he started having his hits in 1966 with Leroy, Your Mama's Calling You, which was a great little record on Smash. And he was also a pretty noted sax player. He played the sax on the 1962 Dave Baby Cortez classic, Rinky Dink. But let's go way on back to 1956 when he was just a teenager. He co-wrote the song, I Promise to Remember. It was released on Mercury's Wing subsidiary, and it went nowhere. But Frankie Lymon and the Teenagers covered it, and it was released on G Records in June of 1956. Now, there's a little bit of irony here, because George Goldner was pushing Frankie Lymon out of the Teenagers. He wanted him to pursue a solo career. So the Teenagers needed a new lead singer. Who filled in for a brief time in 1957 as Frankie Lymon was getting pushed out? It was Jimmy Castor. But he soon left the Teenagers to pursue a career as a sax player. So up first, we're going to have Jimmy and the Juniors doing I Promise to Remember. And then we're going to follow it up with Frankie Lymon and the Teenagers, a group from Harlem, and they began calling themselves the Earth Angels. Then they changed their name to the Coupe de Villes. Then the Premiers, and finally the Teenagers. Now, young Frankie Lymon was the last member to join the group, and he was not the lead singer. When the group went into audition for George Goldner, the head of G Records, to sing Why Do Fools Fall in Love, it was Herman Santiago who sang lead. Now, there are several stories about this event. It's most commonly told that the reason why Frankie Lymon filled in for Herman that day is because Herman was sick. However, Herbie Cox of the Cleftones told me he was there that day, and he told me it wasn't because Herman was sick, it was because George Goldner didn't like his Hispanic accent singing Why Do Fools Fall in Love. So Frankie Lymon stepped in and sang it, and the rest is history. So I hope that cleared up a rumor. Now, Frankie Lymon and the Teenagers took Jimmy Castor's song, I Promise to Remember, to number 57 on the Billboard pop charts during the summer of 1956. It went to number 10 on the R&B charts. So we're going to start off with Jimmy and the Juniors, and we're going to move into Frankie Lymon and the Teenagers. Here's this week's Friday Night Cat Fight, I Promise to Remember.
Dum, dum, ek, dum, dum, ek, dum, dum, ek, dum.
I promise to love you no matter what you do. I want you, I need you, I love you through and through. I promise, promise to be true.
Promise to be true.
I promise to remember the meaning of romance. If I've done something wrong, give me one more chance.
Promise, I promise.
Hooli papa cow, papa cow, papa cow, cow.
Hooli papa cow, papa cow, papa cow, cow.
Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, I Promise to Remember. Before that, Jimmy and the Juniors, both versions from 1956. Which one did you dig the most? Go back to my website, FridayNightCatFight.com, and voice your choice. Vote for the one you like the best, baby. I'm going to end the show with a special tribute to one of the greatest disc jockeys of all time, Porky Chedwick. He's a Pittsburgh institution. He went on the air in Pittsburgh in 1948 playing rhythm and blues music for a wide, mostly white audience. Now, there weren't many jocks in the country doing this at that time. Hunter Hancock was in Los Angeles, and he would begin doing it around the same time. But Porky was right up there. He was probably the first one to do it. And he just turned 92 years old yesterday, the 4th of February. So I'm going to play Porky's old theme song and a little Porky Chedwick air check. For all you fans of Pittsburgh radio, he's one of the greatest and we owe him a lot because he took the music that we love. He believed in it and he put it on the air and made it popular. And he did it 3 whole years before Alan Freed would do it at WJW in Cleveland and call it rock and roll. So this one's for you. Happy birthday, Porky. I'm Matt the Cat, reminding you to sign up for my email newsletter. Go to the bottom of my webpage, mattthecat.com, and sign up if you haven't yet. This week, I'm presenting a Doo-Wop Thursday Night Prowl show from 2003 that you'll only hear if you're a subscriber of my weekly email newsletter. So do that at mattthecat.com. Have a great week, everybody, and happy birthday to Porky Chedwick. I'm Matt the Cat, and I'll catch y'all on the flip side.
Boss man, boss man, boss. up a tree tomorrow. Pop, mash, up and get it all.
Get it all.
We groove you. Well, we moved you.
Move you.
And he's the boss man.
Boss man.
A porgy.
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 B.
O.
R.
K.
Y. Get it on, and
Porgy
moves you,
Porgy
grooves you,
Porgy
daddy-o,
Porgy
on the radio,
Porgy,
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 It's 4 o'clock in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania on WAMO, and time for the Porky Chedwick Show. This is your daddy-o of the radio, the platter-pushing papa, Pork the Torque the Boss Man, porculating and getting you porkified with my groove porkology. The talented Dell Vikings will rule forever, yes? Yes, it's Whispering Bells.
The Porky Chadwick Show. The Porky Chadwick Show. The Porky Chadwick Show. The Porky Chadwick Show. The Porky Chadwick Show.
Everything is au blah dee and au blase. Baby, we're gonna get it on here at Spinner Sanctum. Your sound hound, Porky Chedwick, loves these all-American songs. Songs of memory forever. This is my gift to you. Nino and the Ebb Tides with those oldies but goodies. You'll get an unforgettable listening pleasure from this song. Listen.
Those oldies but goodies.
Hey, movers and groovers. The Duquesne Brewing Company wants to show you how to get more quality beer for your money. Next time you're out, try to get a Duke. Get it on draft. It's the best. Duke is brewed with an old German process called Kreuzening. It carbonates beer naturally and brings out the finest results of the brewer's art. Get more beer and quality for your money and Duke it.
City, Pittsburgh, you know, the oldest capital city, W-A-M-O, at 860 on your dial, the boss man Porky Chadwick Show, at 860 on your dial, the boss man Porky Chadwick Show. 860 on your dial.